Thank you, Mr. Bennett. We also have Illinois State Representative Connie Howard to make a few opening remarks.
Gentlepersons, thank you for inviting me to speak during this discussion about media ownership rules and the modern media landscape. As a member of the Illinois House of Representatives, closing the digital divide has been one of my passions for years. The lack of diversity in media ownership since the adoption of the 1996 Telecommunications Act is also an area of major concern. It is my understanding that one company can own up to 8 radio stations in one market and an unlimited number nationally. Deregulation has led to the eradication of media diversity and local integrity, to the extent that 10 major companies now control nearly 90% of the media content in the United States. This shift has been aided and abetted by government policies that explicitly reward industry giants at the expense of the public interest. While the media moguls claim they want a free marketplace and deregulation, it seems that the last thing they really want is genuine market competition. Concentrated ownership of media results in less diversity. Racial and ethnic minorities make up 33% of the U.S. population, yet they own only 7.7% of full-power radio stations and 3.26% of television stations. 6 media companies own the 4 broadcast television networks, cable channels, radio stations, and music and movie studios. The FCC should widen media ownership and not grant waivers to basic FCC rules when electronic media or combined electronic and print media companies are sold. Also, when the FCC fails to enforce local content and local ownership rules, and local news and feature programs get cut from budget for budget reasons, then the FCC plays a major role in harming local communities, including contributing to the subprime home ownership problems in the United States today. Thus, the FCC media ownership rules have a major and direct financial impact on U.S. taxpayers in having to pay for a lack of local day-to-day community media sounding board institutions in local communities. Local ownership means local content and community sounding board media cooperation and competition for market niches at the same time. There is overlapping competition for broadcast, cable, internet, newsprint, PEG channels, nonprofit community media, and other local coverage of local news, including weather, public safety and health bulletins, local sports, community and community service events, classified ads, learning opportunities, cultural and heritage events, government services, real estate transactions, public debates, and community assemblies of many kinds. Together, these media in a local market become community sounding boards that provide basic health, safety, and community engagement information day in and day out. Thus, the FCC needs to enforce the law and measure its impact on the economy and cultural vitality of local areas, local families, local small businesses, and local public agencies. This can be done by requiring all media ownership transfer applications involving public airways to demonstrate the financial healthy cooperative community sounding board networks in each community served. Also, I believe that local community sounding boards are needed for an effective FCC digital TV transition consumer campaign. One way to demonstrate the practical need and effectiveness of community sounding board networks is to partner with pilot networks in the period from now until 2009 to implement the FCC Digital TV Transition Consumer Education Program. A number of parties in Chicago and Illinois would be pleased to meet with FCC staff, its Consumer Advisory Committee, and others to help design and secure funding for a community outreach program on digital transition. This work can lead to the development of criteria for expanding media ownership and community stewardship, and reducing the burdens of government created by the lack of local content and local media through local sounding boards, media networks of nonprofit, public, and business enterprises. I urge the FCC to take a moral stand for the good of media consumers everywhere and promote diversity and localism. Please do not allow more deregulation and thus less diversity in our media marketplace. Thank you.